Reading for fun. Page 180. Task 2. Listen and read.
The Actors Come to Town. From the book William Shakespeare, after Jennifer Bassett. The story is told by William Shakespeare's friend, Toby.
William married Anne Hathaway in November, and she came to live in Henley Street. Will was only 18. Susanna was born the next year. All babies look the same to me, but Will was very pleased with her. "Look, Toby, she's got my eyes," he said happily. "She's going to be as beautiful as Queen of Egypt and as clever as King Solomon." "Oh, yes," I said. "All parents talk like that about their children." Soon in February 1585, I hurried round to Henley Street to hear the news. Will came running down the stairs. "It's two of them," he said. "Twins! A girl and a boy! Isn't that wonderful?" Will called the twins Hamnet and Judith. Will was still reading and writing, but he had changed. He was 23 now, and he was not happy with his life. "Stratford's too small, Toby," he said. "Too slow, too quiet, too boring. I've got to get away." "Yes, but how?" I asked. "You've got a family, 3 young children, remember?" He didn't answer. In the summer months, companies of players often came to small towns. Will and I always went to see the plays. Will loved to talk to the actors and to listen to all their stories of London. One evening, I walked into the Shakespeare's kitchen and saw Anne with a red, angry face, shouting at the top of her voice, "How can you do this to me? And what about the children?" Then she saw me and stopped. Will was sitting at the table and looked pleased to see me. "I've told Anne," he said quietly, "that I'm going to live in London. I want to be an actor and to write plays if I can." "Plays!" screamed Anne. "Acting! Actors are dirty, wicked people. They are all thieves and criminals. They drink all day and they never go to church. Don't be stupid, Anne. You know that's not true. Listen, I'll come home when I can, but I must go to London. I can't do anything in Stratford." He looked at me across the room. "Are you coming with me, Toby?" "How soon shall we start?" I asked.